Ever since President Bush set an annual production goal of 35 billion gallons of renewable fuel, this country has been focused on increasing sources of domestic renewable energy. While grain ethanol is playing a major role, everyone recognizes it is not the entire solution. It is for that reason that the government at all levels has begun to focus on cellulosic ethanol production. Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Energy announced that POET was selected to receive up to $80 million to convert an existing ethanol plant in Emmitsburg, Iowa, into a commercial cellulosic biorefinery. It was at that time that public interest in our plans markedly increased. But at POET, our commitment to cellulosic ethanol research and development started several years earlier. It began with research on endosperm fermentation and corn fractionation that resulted in our patent-pending BPX and BFRAC technologies. Both of these proprietary technologies are integral to the biorefinery of the future because they allow us to gain more value from each bushel of corn. Our research and development of cellulosic ethanol continues today, and it is for that reason that we are here to make two announcements. The first is that POET has successfully made cellulosic ethanol from corn cobs. Using cobs as the feedstock, our cellulosic technology has enabled us to produce the ethanol you see before you today. The second announcement is that along with corn fiber, cobs will be the primary feedstock that we will use to make cellulosic ethanol at our production facility in Iowa. Once the conversion of the plant is complete, it will produce 125 million gallons of ethanol per year, of which approximately 25% will be from biomass. For a host of reasons, POET is focused on corn fiber and cobs as our first cellulosic feedstock. The fiber, which comes from the hull of the corn kernel, is separated through POET's fractionation process that will provide 40% of our cellulosic feedstock. Since that comes from the corn, we are already processing in our facility nearly half of our cellulosic feedstock with no additional planning, harvest, storage, or transportation needs. The rest of the cellulosic feedstock will come from corn cobs, which will expand the amount of ethanol that can come from a corn crop with minimal additional effort. There is no major market for cobs, so we'll be producing cellulosic ethanol from an agricultural residue, and because the cob is only 18% of the above-ground stover, studies have shown that it will not adversely impact soil quality or soil erodibility. At POET, we have dozens of people working to make cellulosic ethanol a reality. It is the primary focus of our research and development team, represented here today by Dr. Mark Stowers and our Vice President of Research and Development. We still have a lot of work to do before the production is commercially viable, but we continue to make advancements each day. Some people have asked, why cellulosic ethanol? Why would a company that has a leadership position in grain ethanol focus so much time and resources on cellulosic ethanol? Well, the political leaders of this country have set some ambitious production goals for renewable fuels. And while grain ethanol will play a critical role in those goals, experts believe that the U.S. can produce a maximum of 15 billion gallons of ethanol from grain per year. The industry has reached 35 or 36 billion gallons of production capacity. Much of the increase will have to come from cellulosic ethanol. At POET, we're determined to play our part and help our country reach that important goal. Thank you.